Next up, we have a story about two communication technologies, one contemporary, the other ancient. Two technologies separated by millennia and brought together by this guy.
My name is Matt Kirkland, and I'm a web designer. I have a small web development company here in Lawrence, Kansas, called Brand New Box.
In addition to being a web designer, Matt is also an avid reader. He especially loves old texts.
Last year, I was reading some of the Greek tragedies and some of the Hebrew scriptures, and I was struck all of a sudden by how weird it is to feel so emotionally connected and emotionally moved by something that somebody wrote down so long ago. So then I started thinking, okay, what's the oldest thing that I can find that still feels like it has a human connection?
So Matt went to his local university's library and he started looking.
Okay, what can I find? Egyptian or Sumerian, something like this. And I found a collection of Sumerian or Mesopotamian texts that were great. They still felt human, but they were also much more banal.
Unlike the Greek tragedies and Hebrew scriptures Matt had been reading, the Mesopotamian texts were, well, kind of boring. Yes, they were really old, preserved on clay tablets, but they were pretty dull, mundane, every day.
They were notes and receipts. There were little things like, you said you'd give me a goat and you didn't, please pay me that goat. Receipts for, you know, barrels of beer or something. And I thought, man, nobody should have saved this, right? You know, no one needs to know, like, how many, like, barrels of beer you bought 5,000 years ago. But then I thought, oh, gosh, that's actually what I publish all day long. Like, I'm writing really boring, banal stuff on social media or emails. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be great if I could preserve the stupidest, most ephemeral communications I've got in some really long-lasting medium? There should be a service that does this.
So Matt did exactly that. He created a service that takes tweets and text messages, inscribes them on clay tablets, then mails them to you. It's called Dumb Cuneiform. And yes, it's a real thing.
Yes, it is 100% real, despite how much like a joke it seems. So the process is simple. You go to our website, you laugh at my jokes, you fill out the order form and send us the actual text that you want us to save for you. Then we make the tablet. We use real ceramicist clay and form a tablet with our hands. We transliterate your message into cuneiform, and then we heat it so it hardens and is fairly permanent, and then we put it in the mail for you. It's pretty simple.
So what kinds of things have Matt's customers preserved?
The orders are about 50% love notes to people, which are sweet, and I found that actually very unexpected, but they're charming to work on. And then about the other half are pretty funny jokes. Like, we got one the other day that said, running a bit late, but I'll definitely be there. And another one that said, stopping by the store on the way home, do you need anything? There's another great one where someone says they're working on their summer body. It's the same as the normal body, just with some more popsicles.
Dumb Cuneiform seems a bit goofy, because it is. But it's also an example of a trend we've seen over and over on Spark. When so much of our digital lives feel ephemeral, fleeting, weightless, there's comfort in something you can hold on to, something analog and tangible, something that feels a bit more permanent than ones and zeros.
Yeah, you know, I face this issue of impermanence in my own work. I'm a web designer, and so if I'm lucky, my work might exist for 5 years or something before it goes away. But I think with all these messages, people are having these great conversations with people or these small triumphs of, I made a funny joke, and lots of people looked at it, but the thing just disappears. And it makes sense to want to preserve that in some way, to archive it or to save it. Obviously, putting it onto a clay tablet in language probably poorly translated that you can't read in the first place is like a terribly dumb way to pursue this. But that's partly why I love the joke of it.
Matt Kirkland is a web designer and the founder of Dumb Cuneiform. If you want to turn your own tweet or text message into a clay tablet, and why not, we have a link to Matt's site up at cbc.ca/spark. And if you're thinking about holiday gift giving, you'll want to act soon. Matt says it takes at least a few days for the clay to dry.